The purpose of this meeting is to visit with you about our district, what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're planning to do. Let me say this, that the past 4 weeks have been very eventful for me. I've gotten to know a lot of you, and I hope that at least some of you have found out that I'm not the green-eyed monster that you might have thought I was before I came in. Now, during these 4 weeks, I've been very pleasantly surprised with the caliber and the quality of the people in this office. We have the horses in this office to do any job we want to do. Our problem is that our horses are not all hitched up to the same end of the wagon. Now, what we need is to get everyone hitched up to the same end, pulling at the same time, and in the same direction. I'm planning to have meetings like this at least every quarter to keep you posted, to let you know what the front office is thinking. Now, whenever you have a change in management, there's also a change in management systems and styles. Some of the changes that we make, you're all going to be in favor of. Some of them that we make, only part of you will be in favor of. And I even suspect that there may be some that there'll only be one person in favor of. But that is what happens when the management change takes place. Now, I know that management changes creates problems for people, because they are used to one system. They're comfortable with it. They know where they fit in. They know what they're supposed to do. They know the pecking order. And I know there's been a lot of confusion for the past year here with the changes of personnel, a half a dozen different directors at both region and district level. But all of this is over. We're set. We're ready to go. We're pulling all the loose ends together, and we're forming our team. Now, I know that you want to know what I'll expect from you and what you can expect from me. And to answer this question, it's necessary that you have the overall picture of what I'm going to try to do and where and how I'm going to try to take the district. I say this, that the Denver office is going to be the best performing office and the best managed office in this region. And we are going to have the most competent personnel of any district in the region. Now, not everyone has the same ambitions, the same goals, or the same wants, or the same needs. But I hope that each of you will want to advance professionally to the maximum of your ability and opportunities. Now, I'll be disappointed, but I'll understand. Should some of you not want to put forth the effort to take advantage of your ability and all of the opportunities presented to you, each person must decide what they want out of life and how much they're willing to pay for this in terms of effort and work. Now, the problem with this is that for all of us, that we sometimes think we are putting out the necessary effort, and those people sitting in judgment of us do not agree with it. And to prevent this type of communication, we are going to establish a system of management by objectives or goals, which you now have. Well, we're going to expand on this. We're going to carry them from the top to the bottom and from the bottom to the top, where everyone will have personal and individual goals. And they'll be written down. Now, to be a top-rated employee at any GS level, there are many things you must do. But these five, if they are not the most important, they're awfully close to it. One, successful people know where their time goes, and they work very hard at managing that little bit of it that is free. Sometime, if you really want to see how much time is unproductive, bring a clock watch or a stopwatch with you. And the extra 10 minutes you spend in the coffee room over the 15, the 10 minutes that you spend talking about last night's football game or something that happened to you, the unproductive time, it'll amaze you. Okay. Two, successful people focus on outward contributions and their gear, their efforts to results rather than work. These people start out with the question, what results are expected of me? These people know their job descriptions and they use it as a guide, not as a Bible. These are the people that do just a little bit more than what their job description calls for. Three, successful people build on the strength of their associates and not on their weaknesses. And this is one of our big faults. I think we dwell too much, too long on some of our shortcomings of our friends and associates. All the knives are not out in the alley. Some of them are up and down the halls. And very frankly, I think this is the type of thing we can get along without. We all have enough problems succeeding without people putting it into our back. Four, successful people concentrate on a few major areas where superior performance will produce outstanding results. These people set priorities and do what is necessary to accomplish these goals. And five, successful people make effective decisions. They know that this, above all, is a matter of systems. It's the right steps and the right sequences. Now, all of this is a long ways around to tell you what I expect of you. And I'm going to try now to tie it down just a few words. One, the standard of performance for every job is excellence in quality and in quantity. And I will not give you and I will not accept from you anything but a full-time job. Two, the performance of every employee is expected to be such that they can and will do their job in an excellent manner. Now, this is really very simple. We're just saying we want quality work. Now, I'll assure you of one thing, that more people are limited by their ambition than by their ability. And I guess I sort of look at it as my responsibility to match each of you up, your ability, your ambition, and the job that you're in. This past week, 4 weeks, has been a difficult one. In that, a lot of new words, a lot of new abbreviations, a lot of new systems. And basically, I spent my time trying to get my hands on all of this. The next 3 weeks are going to be spent concentrating on our goals and objectives for the rest of fiscal year 1976. During this period, and in the past week, the division chiefs and I have been spending a lot of time talking about our goals, talking about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We are establishing goals for the district. We're reviewing what we're doing, where we're going, and when and how we're going to get there. I think you're probably all aware, after reading Mr. Revere's memo of last week, that one of his goals is to make Region 8 the best region in the country. Now, in order for Region 8 to become the outstanding region in the country, it is necessary for Colorado to accomplish all of our goals plus 10% more. Now, I'm accepting this challenge that he threw out to the district directors. I'm saying that Denver will not only make their goals, but we are challenging every other district in this region, and I'm ready to challenge any district in the United States after being here 4 weeks, that we can be the best district in the country by the end of June. Now, here's our game plan. I don't think there's another district in the, at least in this region, probably anywhere, that thinks we're even going to be a contender. In fact, some of them may even wonder if we're going to show up for the second half of the year to play. Well, we are. And we're going to have our plans. And we're going to start moving. And when they realize that we're back on the field, it's going to be too late for them to recover. We're going to have the title in our hands. Now, I've asked the division chiefs to establish goals for their divisions and for every individual that works with them, so that when we accomplish these goals, we will automatically be a contender for these two titles. The supervisors will then take these goals and work on down the line so that everyone has a part in setting goals, in setting objectives, not only with for the region, but individually and personally. It is more important that we accomplish our personal and our individual goals than the district. Because if we do not accomplish your individual goal, your personal goal, there is no way the district can accomplish theirs. Because your goals, your personal goals, will be tied in to the district. Because when you accomplish something personally, the district accomplishes something. Now, we're going to do this a little different than what we have, because we're going to tie these accomplishments into dollars, into numbers, into courses that you're going to take, into the quantity of work, the quality of work, and we're going to tie them into dates, so that at any one time, your supervisors can sit down with you and say, here is where you're supposed to be on your personal goals, on your job goals, here's where you are. Congratulations, or what's the matter? And that's the type of thing that I will have, and every one of us will have. Now, I've established some of my goals already. And here's four of them. One, to provide the opportunity for every employee to learn, earn, develop, and advance to the maximum of their ability or desire. 2, to know every member of the staff, know what you're doing and where you are on your goals and the progress you're making. Now that may not sound like a lot, but to come in and learn 60 people or 65 people, know what they're doing and how they're doing, is going to be a full-time job. 3, to put together a team capable of being number one. And for me to provide the leadership for this team to make it number one.